I have not interviewed for a job since my very first job. Mm-hmm. It's all been because of someone I've known or someone I've worked with. And I actually, unfortunately, said that recently in a panel discussion at a law firm. And the managing partner was like, no one take that advice. Like, no one leave. Everyone needs to stay. But it's so true.
From Columbus Business First, it's Women of Influence, an interview series showcasing some of the most inspiring women in the Central Ohio business community. Today's featured business leader is Heather Hiller, General Counsel and Senior Vice President at the Daimler Group. Heather illustrates her experience as a woman in the male-dominated fields of law and real estate, surveys the shifting landscape of remote versus in-office working, shares some great career advice, and transports us to the downtown Columbus district that's being compared to the city that never sleeps. We begin with Heather's introduction to Daimler, its mission and culture, a connection with surprising roots on opposing sides.
I had been opposing counsel to Daimler when they built the NetJets headquarters Wow. out at the airport, and really just liked them as people. So started chasing them a little bit, became their outside counsel for about 3 years, and you know, showed up enough that I think I convinced them they needed me full time. So that's what I started doing with the idea that I would transition more into development mm-hmm. as well. You know, anytime you get very far into a career, you feel like you could kind of do it with your eyes closed. And so the idea of getting to learn something new and challenge yourself was appealing to me. So I've started doing in the last 5 years, more and more development, and I'm acting as the lead developer at our Peninsula development.
Oh, great.
Downtown behind COSI.
Okay, awesome. What first led to your interest in the law? Did you always know you wanted to be a lawyer?
So I thought you might ask this question. In the fourth grade, we kept like diaries, and 1 week I wanted to be, and I quote, a singer, model, actress. As one would. Mm-hmm. The very next week, we had like career day, you know, bring your parent to school day. And one of my classmates had his uncle come in, and his uncle was an attorney. And mm-hmm. he came in wearing a suit and carrying a briefcase. And I was like, that looks amazing. So in fourth grade, based on career day and the outfit alone, I decided I wanted to be a lawyer.
Pausing quickly for a listener poll. How many of you tuning in today have landed your fourth grade dream job? Are there many astronauts, pop stars, or former presidents listening? Maybe. Or maybe Heather's a little unique.
No one in my family thought it would stick. I was a history major and a women's studies minor mm-hmm. in college. My parents sweat it hardcore for 4 years, wondering if I would actually go on to law school. I went thinking I wanted to do more like service work for women in particular. And then I was a volunteer in a private location battered women's shelter and realized pretty quickly that that was something that I wasn't able to separate myself mm-hmm. from. So kind of pivoted when I got to law school and got interested in real estate mm-hmm. where everyone's happy.
Well, a little less.
Not so much today, but yeah. In what I do, we're all working towards a common goal, right? Mm-hmm. So someone's buying, someone's selling, someone's lending, someone's borrowing. Like you're always trying to get to the same place. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps I grew up in a family of lawyers, so my experience is slightly different.
I don't have any lawyers mm-hmm. in my family. I'm very rewarded by it. My husband's also an attorney. Mm-hmm. His dad was also an attorney. Mm-hmm. So, but what I do, what my husband do are very different.
Yeah.
You know, I transactional. Again, everyone's happy. When we had our first child, all these like flower bouquets and gifts started showing up. And he said, like, who's this from? Or I don't know these people. And I would be like, oh, they were my opposing counsel when I sold these out parcels. And he was like, what is it that you actually do? Like, I don't understand what's going on here.
As general counsel, Heather is Daimler's main attorney and primary source of legal advice with respect to real estate strategy and development. That's not to say Heather doesn't face challenges in the industry, one that's particularly male-dominated.
You know, just real estate generally, we don't see a lot of women in that industry.
It's a tough place for women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm often the only woman in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I had one particular meeting where we'd had a property here in town kind of fall out of contract, and we went to sit down, and it was, at that moment, contentious. At the end of the day, we all wanted the same thing, but in that moment, it was not great. And I had a male counterpart who was representing the seller, and we sat down across the table from one another, and my clients, both male, were on either side of me, and he looked me dead in the eye and slid the revised contract to each of my clients and said, "Sorry, I don't have one for you."
Oh my gosh.
Then obviously my clients were here, you know, we don't need this. She's the one that you need to talk to. But that is not atypical still, which I think is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a real camaraderie with the women that, you know, you're in the room with.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of immediately see each other and you know where they are. And I think there's a different level of partnership because of that.
Mm-hmm. How do you respond when you were faced with like that situation?
I just always try to be better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're not going to change the way they perceive you because of your gender or your age or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, we got back in contract. We built the building. Like it was successful. We've continued a partnership with that seller. And he's no longer in the picture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it all worked. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the peninsula. How are things going over there? How is the development process, the leasing process? How are you feeling about it?
So we started this back in, we got involved in like 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The CDDC and the city had a master plan and an idea for developing this area even before that. But we got involved and got our first phase under contract in 2018 and then broke ground in September of 20 in the height of COVID with a 230,000 square foot spec office. That being said, we're about 60% leased. In addition to building our office building, Daimler constructed the Junto Hotel for Rockbridge, which I think is an amazing amenity, not just for that neighborhood, but for downtown. We were recently down there having dinner and drinks with friends. They had not been down there yet. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. This feels like they had lived in New York. Like, this feels like a New York neighborhood. Where did this come from? Mm-hmm. Which I think will only be made kind of cooler with the second phase. Mm-hmm. And then we're excited soon to announce pretty significant grocer.
Given Daimler's office focus, Heather is particularly aware of the challenges getting new office constructed financed, one of the key themes of our recent Power Breakfast event. Banks just aren't quite ready to lend for new offices when patterns of work aren't yet clear.
Do you see that changing at any time soon?
So I was just reading like a little news blurb this morning that said inflation has ticked up a little bit.
Oh, really?
And so people are now forecasting that the Fed won't have as many rate cuts this year as maybe it was originally hoped, which is unfortunate because that's really what we need to have happen in order for there to be more lending and more office in particular. A lot of banks have said, you know, we're not lending to anybody for any product right now, but especially spec office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So until rates come down and more people go back to work, you're not going to see more spec office.
Mm-hmm.
If you're building for a tenant occupant, you know, that you have ahead of time, I think that's still financeable. That's still doable. I think there's still going to be some of that happen, both in downtown and in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it'll be speculative.
Yeah.
One of my friends said that they had not yet been back to the office.
Oh, wow.
Really. But that is happening in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And so one of the things that I heard mentioned at the Power Breakfast that I've since heard echoed from others is that while people may not go back to the office for like heads down work, what people are going back for is the collaborative work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, for sure.
And I think that companies are seeing that. when you're sitting in your house, when you're sitting in different states, when you're not in the same room, there's not that, you know, just kind of organic growth and camaraderie and strategy that I think comes out of it. So when we moved offices at Daimler, I said, I want to be on this floor and I want to sit in the middle of the floor because I want everyone to have to walk by me. When I hear things in the hall, I can, you know, raise my hand and run out and how can I be a part of that? How can I help with that? And I think that's helped grow my role.
Could the new normal actually be a return to normal? It will be interesting to see how this develops over the next decade. Another industry that felt the full brunt of pandemic-era restrictions were gyms and fitness centers. Heather had a creative solution for that, too.
When people weren't going to the gym, our trainer, husband and wife, started bringing all of their equipment to my garage.
Oh, wow.
And so we have every Friday morning, 8 to 10 girls from the neighborhood with our trainers work out either in my garage or in the driveway.
Oh, wow.
So that's where you'll find us every Friday morning, which is awesome, which, to be honest, is a lot more like chit-chat and catch-up than it is working out. But I think both are important, you know, mental health and physical health. And then after that, it's, you know, kind of getting ready for the weekend, still having, you know, kids at home and just busy family life, trying to get the laundry done and run the errands so that on the weekends we can enjoy each other. I wish I did something really cool, like, I don't know, archery or horseback or something like that. And my kids tell me with being an empty nester soon, I really need to get a hobby. I don't think it's going to be golf. That is not my sport. I'm not good at that. But I do need to figure something out.
You could start doing puzzles. I like doing puzzles. I always ask, I guess, is my final question, if they were talking to a young woman just graduating from college, just entering the workforce, who is looking to follow in your footsteps, what's a piece of advice that you would give her?
Networking. That is the most important thing. And it doesn't have to be networking just with women, but networking and finding, I would say, mentors, and I consider mentors to be peers as well, to be so important. And I'm seeing more of that, and I'm having the ability to be more on the like true mentor side of it. But I've really started kind of, you know, New Year's resolutions in the last couple of years, becoming more involved in different real estate-based organizations. And making meaningful connections there. And then I will say friends that I've made in the industry, the mentors that I've been able to connect with, the people that I've had the opportunity to mentor has been really meaningful to me. And I will say, I think has helped my career.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, clearly. Power networked just from being opposing counsel.
Right. You never, I have not interviewed for a job since my very first job. It's all been because of someone I've known or someone I've worked with. And I actually, unfortunately, said that recently in a panel discussion at a law firm. and the managing partner was like, no one take that advice. Like, no one leave. Everyone needs to stay. But it's so true. You know?
Build those connections.
Right.
Well, that was terrific, Heather. It was so great to chat with you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much to all of you for joining us as well. If you're not already, then follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and you'll be notified of each new episode as it's released. Another huge thank you to Heather Hiller for joining us. I'm Eleanor Kennedy, Assistant Managing Editor of Columbus Business First, and this has been Women of Influence.